Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're here again to talk preseason training camp. Bob, today let's chat a little bit about some position groups that you have your eye on as we head into camp. Of course, during free agency, a lot of names were added to the roster. Of course, during the draft, we expected some positions to add players that didn't. What are you most intrigued by as we go into camp?
In addition to the interior of the offensive line and the wide receiver group, I think one area that you really watch closely early in camp, and maybe later in camp if the Patriots have to go outside the current composition of their roster to bring in people, is the running back spot. Of course, many expected the Patriots to draft running back. They didn't. The one guy they signed as a rookie free agent, DJ Foster, left minicamp and OTAs with a hamstring injury. And, of course, he's a guy who's really more of a pass-catching running back, that third-down style of back, as opposed to a first-down, second-down kind of guy who runs between the tackles, a la what LeGarrette Blount has been when productive and healthy for this team in the past.
Now, we did see Deion Lewis resurface on the very last day of minicamp. Is that encouraging for you that maybe they'll have that spark plug back that helped them so much at the beginning of the season last season?
That's encouraging in a big way. Not only the fact that we did see him before media accessibility ended during OTAs, but also just the reports, the string of reports that started really well into the offseason with his rehab and what we heard about him, and just seeing him at various functions and appearances, there were positive signs throughout the offseason. But you wonder if the Patriots are going to try to limit his workload somewhat in preseason plus early in the season, because, of course, although it was a non-contact injury that failed him for 2015, nonetheless, there was the abdomen problem that arose early in the year, and is a guy who's had health issues throughout his brief NFL career. Now, with other guys in the backfield, LeGarrette Blount, he missed the mini camps and OTAs. What's his status coming off a hip injury in 2015? Do they need to bring in another guy to compete with him, again, for that between-the-tackles running spot, first and second down, because they've got to be more productive in the running game this year than they were last year?
Now, there are also some names on the team that are veteran guys. For example, Donald Brown. How much is he going to add support to that running back core, especially when LeGarrette Blount is still a question mark?
One thing about Donald Brown, he's a known commodity. He's a guy with a long track record. He looked good, from my eyes, again, for what it's worth, in the passing camps of OTAs and minicamp, but in terms of blitz protection, he's got experience in that area, and he's widely respected for his ability as a pass catcher, and as well, from the backfield, protecting the quarterback. How he develops with Brady and Garoppolo in terms of the relationship from that angle is going to be very important for him trying to make this team. The performance of James White, very key. White last year certainly showed flashes, but there are also times when he struggled, I think, to churn out some tough yards, and they've got to get both from running backs, whereas a guy like Lewis last year showed that he was tough to bring down, whether it was the lower body that gave him a strong base to run through tackles, or, of course, his elusiveness, which allowed him to navigate around tackle attempts.
All right, Bob, so lots of question marks for you at the running back position. You also mentioned the offensive line. Of course, we'll have to see how things shake out in training camp. So when that happens, we'll be the first to let you know. Until then, Bob, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. Thanks again.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.